Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
This is how family dynamics are going to change between now and way beyond you and I that live on this earth. Okay. In 1950, an average 65-year-old woman had 41 living relatives. By 2095, an average woman of the same age will have only 25. The structure of families will also change as grandparents and even great-grandparents live longer while less children are being born. So you must remember that's already begun. Mm. The dynamic has already begun where families aren't having kids that are 9, families of 11, families of 12. Those families are gone. That way of thinking about families. We are gearing up for a population, ladies and gents, where we are going to see, in your life and my life, families being 100 years old. And by families, I mean the oldest. It's granddad, 90, 100, 101, 102. Those hundreds are going to become a bit more common than you think.
All the stationery, everything bought, done, tomorrow. School clothes.
I'm telling everyone in the building, I'm leaving at 9:01 tomorrow. And don't say that's, what's new. No, tomorrow is back to school day. I'm just letting everybody in the building know now.
Yes.
Let all the people in all forms of management know I'm out of here tomorrow. I've got so much back to school to do tomorrow.
All of a sudden, I have a child in grade 1 now. Just letting everyone know I'm leaving at 9:01 tomorrow. That's right, I have a child years. Going to grade 1 at...
I used to think of a school now.
Paul Ruiz.
Why? 6-year-old going to Paul Ruiz? Fair enough. He's a genius. Going to grade 7 and Paul Ruiz. Anyway.
He's 6 years old and he's going to grade 8. He's 6'4". He's a rugby prodigy.
And a fast bowler in the first team.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, wowful.
Yeah.
We'll take
good luck with that.
Great jeans.
you're very Levi's. The next couple of days is at schools where you're in grade 8, for example. You go and you have orientation.
Yeah.
You quickly went, it's...
Initiation. Ja, was jou gedoopt.
Yep.
Dat is wat ons het genoemd.
So, they don't really do that really anymore at schools. It's more of the orientation and you get shown where your classrooms are and then you get told, don't listen to the older kids because you must never ask them for directions to the classroom because they are known to give you misinformation. Mm-hmm. We were just dared to do things. Like, we were never initiated. We were just like, I was told, you got to go popey in the teacher's loo. To make popeys in the teacher's loo. And then no one was there. No one even saw me popey in the teacher's loo. I want to know something. You're in the north. We're all in the north.
Yes.
Have you guys been battling with a lot of flies?
Oh.
Huh? Raisins with wings.
Goodness.
They're terrible.
Raisins with wings. I like that.
What are you doing about the flies?
Do you know the palm? My fingers. I give all of them a clap as a leaf by my flick.
We've got the tennis racket. Okay. That you wave it and it cracks them. It's an awful noise. There's nothing about that noise that's comforting.
No, it isn't.
Right? The worst thing is the northern suburbs. Flies, okay? Are like, how's it, but? You want to crack me with a little cracker? You don't have to crack me more than once, but. You crack the thing and it's like, it just made me angry. But you do it one more time, but. One more time and I'll sit on the stuff. One more time.
You can follow us on Facebook
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.